We've been talking about man, male and female, in the image of God as we see it explained in Genesis 1:26. We've also been talking about this thing which is sometimes called the cultural mandate or the dominion covenant. The word dominion is taken from the Latin dominus, which means lord. The human were originally created to be the lords over creation. It says that God blessed them and said to them, this is Genesis 1:28, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over everything that moves on the face of the earth. Well, there are a couple of things we need to understand. One thing we need to understand is, does this still apply? And even a previous question is, are we still in God's image? There was this catastrophic event, which we'll get to in Genesis 3, called the fall. The first sin, the one thing forbidden, was the one thing indulged, namely the fruit on the tree of knowledge. And the great question is, did that obliterate the image of God in Adam and Eve, in our first parents? Well, we can say that it certainly defaced the image of God. It certainly damaged the image of God. But in the Epistle of James in the New Testament, we see that the human is still in the image of God. So even though we may be ugly spiritually, whereas we were originally beautiful, we are still in God's image. Do we still have dominion? Well, that's a more complicated question. It doesn't mean that we can be irresponsible in terms of environmentalism. It doesn't mean that we can be rapacious in our use of nature. But yes, nature is made for man and not man for nature. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.